You're listening to Conversation Kings with Dominic Emerson, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. This is Dominic Emerson from the Conversation Kings, and I'm here on LA Talk Radio as your host. And today I'll be talking about expectations. And what are we talking about when we talk about expectations, right? We're talking about living a life that you expect to win, a life where you expect to grow, a life where you expect to be successful and succeed, right? Because that's what it's all about when we talk about expectations. Because our expectations are not the expectations of others, right? Our expectations are going to supersede what other people think about us, right? What they are asking us or telling us to do. Those are our expectations, right? So when we have personal expectations in life, I definitely believe that once we have those expectations and we have those goals and we have those desires, we can accomplish those things that we really want to accomplish, right? But we have to be focused on our own personal expectations. So in our journey, we have to write down these goals, set these goals, make sure that these things are achievable and attainable with our own expectations. Don't let anybody put limits on your expectations of yourself. Because once you allow somebody to put limits on your expectations, on your personal life, or the things that you desire to achieve to become successful, then you're going to hinder yourself. You're going to slow down yourself. You're going to put yourself to where you're in a box and you can be contained in that box. But don't let people's expectations contain you in a box. Life is about growth. That's one thing I do know. In this life, we have to grow. So we have to set our expectations in order for us to grow in life. You know, nobody wants to be a failure. Everybody wants to be a success. So the Conversation Kings with your host, Dominic Emerson, here on LA Talk Radio, I definitely want to bring life to your life to be an encouragement, an empowerment, someone that's going to help take you to the next level in life. Because that's where we all want to go. We all want to go to the next level, right? But in life, it's always about the journey and not the mountaintop. See, when you're going through the valley, the best time to travel and go through anything is in the valley because the lessons are learned in the valley. The lessons aren't learned on the mountaintop. The lessons are learned in the valley. When you're going through and you're battling and you're fighting and you're seems like everything is falling or caving in on you, that's when you learn the lesson. Not when you're sitting at the mountaintop. Everybody wants it quick and everybody wants it fast, but with our own self-personal expectations, we have to realize that it's not going to come fast. And you don't want anything easy. Because we used to have a saying, easy come, easy go, right? And if you get it easier, you're not going to cherish it. It's not going to have any value. It's not going to mean anything to you. So you definitely want to cherish every bit of it. And enjoy the journey. Enjoy the ride, right? And see, with those expectations that you're having for yourself, you have to focus on them. Focus on, you know, the little things, the small things, the small steps of success, right? If you open a business and you just getting started and you just got an LLC per se, that's something that you won in. You made that step. You took that journey. And you have to have the mindset of, I expect to win. I expect to be successful. I expect to achieve the things that I want to achieve. And that can only come by you believing in yourself. Nobody else. Nobody else. It's all about the things that you want. And it's up to you in order for those things to happen. It's not up to anybody else. But you have to have that expectation that you're going to win. You're going to be successful. You're not going to be what everybody else said you should be. You know, mother may say you should go to college. Father may say you should have got this type of job. But if it's not something that's in your heart that you expect to do, then you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it with your whole heart. You're not going to do it all out. So you have to be able to do it all out. And when you do something all out and those are the expectations that you're desiring to achieve, then it's something on the inside that says, I did this. I'm okay with what I'm doing because it's what I desire to do. And so in life, we have to understand that there's going to be good days and there's going to be bad days. But in those bad days, you still have to learn a lesson in those bad days. In those bad days, you still have to understand, why is this happening to you? It's happening to you for a reason, because it's making you stronger in order to get to the next level. Everybody wants to get to the next level. Everybody wants to move forward. Sometimes you can be the person that's not getting the accolades that you think you desire, right? And that's okay. That's okay. You don't have to get the accolades for everything. But if you expect to win, it's internal. It's not outside. It's inside. It's inside of you. Inside of your own self-esteem. Inside your personal belief. Because the things I expect from myself, I don't expect from my children. I don't expect from my family. I don't expect that from them. Because as an individual, I expect it from myself. Because those are the things that I set out to do, not anyone else. So you have to understand that if that's what you set out to do, then you can definitely reach those. But you have to write them down. You have to have goals. You have to have plans. You have to have focus in order to push forward. And if you don't push forward, don't stand still in quicksand. Because the longer you're standing there, the longer you're going to be sinking. And the longer you're sinking, the harder it is to reach those expectations that you set out for yourself. See, I expect to leave a legacy for my children. I expect to leave a legacy for my family. But if I don't move or go forward with my personal expectations, then how am I going to be able to give those things to my children? Give those things to my next generation after my children. Generational, 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 right? I expect to have all these things for the next generation. So with that being said, you know, you just have to take it upon your own heart and set yourself around people who expect to win. Set yourself around people who expect good things to happen to them. Set yourself around people who expect nothing but greatness from themselves. And those people expect greatness from you. See, those are what we call good friends. See, we got too far freely useful of the word friend. And a lot of people are associates. And associates are the ones who put their expectations or their weight of what they cannot do on you. So you got to cut some of that weight off you. You got to lose weight, in other words. So when you're losing that weight, just believe me, it's going to be lonely. You're not always going to have people that you're going to be able to contact or call upon, right? But if you're expecting goodness and greatness and you got people in your corner, or as they say, you got people in your circle that are expecting greatness from you, then you're going to achieve those things. Because now you're going to push to the next level. You're going to grind in order to get to the next level. Because you're expecting that. Every day you wake up in the morning, that should be something that goes on in your mind. I expect to have a good day. I expect my day to be successful. I expect my day to have nothing but sunshine, even if it's raining outside. You got to expect those things for yourself. And once you start expecting those things for yourself, then everything else will start to line up. It'll start to fall in line. It'll start to play out the way it's supposed to play out. But if you're not expecting that, then how can you expect somebody else to see what you're doing? Because people are going to look at the outward regardless of what you're doing. Whether it's good or bad, people are going to look at the outward of what you're doing, right? But internally, you just have to say, okay, this is what I expect to do. This is what I expect to win at. This is where I expect to be successful at. Well, people told you, you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that, but you expect to do that. You expect to be successful. You expect to achieve what they never could imagine you could do. And it's okay to have doubters. It's okay to have people, you know, naysayers, as we call them. But here on the Conversation Kings with your host, Dominic Emerson on LA Talk Radio, believe me, I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to help motivate you to get you to the next level. So all you have to do is like, subscribe, tap, tune in, follow, because this is a journey. Life is a journey. And even though this life is a journey, it's not as stressful as we make it to be. Life is not as complicated as we make it to be. You know, there's a saying, God doesn't put more on us than we can bear, right? And that's true. That's true. It's us that put more on us than we can bear. But if I expect God to open doors that no man can open and no man can close, then why should I expect myself to be a failure? In spite of what somebody else might have said, I expect myself to be successful and to achieve exactly what I expect for myself, for Dominic Emerson. You know, you have to make it personal. Like I have a saying, it's never personal, it's always business. It's personal to you, but it's not personal to them. It's business to you. And it may not be business to them. Because I'm in the personal business of being successful. I'm in the personal business of meeting my expectations. I'm in the personal business of going to next levels, going to new heights that they can't imagine. But if you got it in here mentally and you got it locked in with a focus, then you're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. So with the Conversation Kings, we definitely want to encourage you, empower you, enlighten you. You know, make sure that you're authentic with your expectations too. Definitely on this show, I'm going to definitely bring on mentors, motivators, therapists, entrepreneurs, people that are going to take you out of your comfort zone to step into that expectation zone to push you to where you desire to be. Because it's not about me and your life. It's about you and your life, right? Like, this is a saying, and a lot of people say it. They say, you only live once. No, you only die once. You live every day you wake up to go out and to do something. You live every day. So live it. Bum rush your expectations. Write them down. Write them down. Write down 1 through 10 what you expect to happen to you. Like, we're almost at the end of the year. And some people have that New Year's resolution that they haven't even started on. They said it at 5, 4, 3. And it was like, oh, I'm going to do this for the new year. And never got started. And that New Year's resolution rolled over from 2023 to 2024. So we only have so many more months in the year of 2023. So in 2024, write those expectations down. And when you're writing those down, don't call it a New Year's resolution. Start making those things part of your daily habit. And once you start making those things part of your daily habit, then you'll see the change. Then you'll see. Because wherever your focus is at, that's where your progression is at. See, if you don't focus on those things, then it's not going to happen. If you don't focus on getting a new job, if you don't focus on getting a new car, if you don't focus on getting a new house, if you don't focus on having an established credit amount, if you don't focus on these type of things or personal things, then it's not going to be worth anything to you because there's no focus. So every day, you know, I have a whiteboard and I write down, like, I only have certain sayings on my whiteboard, right? On my whiteboard, one of the main big words is focus. The other one is, it's never personal, it's always business. And I remind myself of that every morning I wake up, that I need to focus because it's never personal, it's always business. And I'm in a business of me. So it's personal to me, but I'm in a business to me. And I have to focus on me. And if I'm focused on me, those that I love will receive the things that I have achieved, it'll be passed upon onto them. But I have to have that expectation within myself and within my heart in order to get there, right? So keep those things that you want to do. Sometimes you can't tell people what your expectations are. You can't acknowledge what your expectations are. You have to say, okay, this is all that I'm going to do, and this is what I'm doing in life. And so with that, you have to say, okay, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to put my foot down, put one foot in front of the other, and I'm going to take it one step at a time. And as you're taking it one step at a time, dream big. Expect good things to happen to you. Expect run over that you don't have enough room to store it up. Expect those things. Because if you're expecting those things, then they will come. But if you're only expecting bad things to happen to you, then, of course, bad things are going to happen to you. But see, I live a life of expectation. And a lot of people say I'm optimistic, and I'm okay with that. I'm optimistically expecting all goodness to happen to me in my life. See, being optimistic, I look at things differently. Where some people see the bad, I see the good. Where somebody see that it's worse than they normally experience, I say it's not as worse as what somebody else may be going through. You know, like there's a saying, and I used to say this saying to our children, right? There was a man who had no feet, right? And people thought he was worse off, right? There was a man who had no shoes, and people thought he was worse off till I met a man who had no feet. That's the saying. I had to remember that. There was a man who had no shoes, but people thought he was worse off until they met a man who had no feet. Meaning, even without the shoes on, he still was able to take those steps, those necessary steps in life, right? As long as you can get up and take those steps, as long as you can get up and go out here and fight the good fight day in and day out, and understandable, you're trying to reach those expectations. I'm trying to reach those expectations. And we have things that going on from side to side from the world, right? Telling us we got the job, we have family, we have a lot of people who go to church, have church. It's so many. It's just so fast right now. But we have to slow down, take a break, catch our breath, and then push on to the next level. But we have to slow down and step back from the crowd sometimes. Sometimes you got to step back from the crowd and say, look, I need to take a break because I need to look at this and I need to look at that. And that's okay. That's okay. You know, I'm the type of person, I'm comfortable just sitting in a quiet place with no noise. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with sometimes being alone and to myself because I can think without all the noise from what's outside to coming in, right? So sometimes we have to do that. We have to step back and step away. And if we can step back and step away, then we could use and charge our energy towards those, that focus that we are expecting to happen, right? You know, a new job, a new car, a new house, then our focus can go that route. But sometimes we have to step back and find that peace and take the rumble of the noise of the world that's so fast paced, right? I say this is the speed of light generation. It's a speed of light generation and a microwave generation because everybody want it quick, fast, and right now. I got to have it right now. But the journey is not always going to be as fast as we think it's going to be, right? But long as I keep at it, and you keep at it, and we keep at it, and keep moving, and keep pushing, and keep striving, and keep climbing, then eventually we'll get there. It's day by day, day by day. And so you got to have those expectations. And this is, you know, part of what I'm talking about is expectations today. And, you know, I'm definitely going to come across with more, you know, because I have things on losing weight. And I don't mean losing weight physically or anything like that. I have things about overcoming obstacles, you know, loving yourself. And I'm definitely going to dig into those things. So just be prepared. Like I said, I'm going to have a therapist that's going to come on and talk. And this guy is going to basically share some of the things that I'm talking about as well, because we have to be mindful of the day and see clearly with our focus. Because sometimes we could be out of focus. It could be gazy. It could be, you know, the fog in front of our eyes, and we think we see what we don't see. And once we step back into reality, we are able to focus, you know, like a good cameraman, he has to adjust his lens, right? So sometimes we have to adjust our lens in order to meet those expectations, to see it clearly. But you got to write it down. You got to make that plan, you know, to where you are able to get it in and get it done. Nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to make those things happen for you unless you make those things happen for yourself. You know, somebody may give you a hand, and that's great. That's great somebody gives you a hand. That's great that somebody reaches out. But are they doing it out of love? Are they helping you out of love? Are they helping you meet your expectations out of love? And they don't want any return on what they're helping you with, right? That's why I say we got to understand who's our friends and who's our associates. Because friends expect you to win, because you expect your friends to win. And if you're in the right circle, you all expect each other to win. But associates don't expect you to win. They don't expect anything good from you or for you. Right? So we just have to understand that. This is the Conversation Kings. I'm your host, Dominic Emerson, on LA Talk Radio. Like, subscribe, tune in, tap in, all of the above for great content. And download the app as well, because you're going to get a lot of encouragement. A lot of encouragement from myself. Even if you don't follow me, there's others to follow that's going to help push you to the next level. It's going to encourage you for the next level. But you got to expect that for yourself, right? Expect that I'm going to be pushed to the next level. Expect I'm going to be pushed out of my comfort zone in order to a zone that you're unfamiliar with. Because going into new territory, it's unfamiliar, uncharted. You know, you've never been there before. So now what do I do? What did you do? You download the app. Listen to LA Talk Radio. Listen to the encouragement, the empowerment, the uplifting, the inspiration, the motivation that can take you and help you on your journey, right? Like I said, it's all about the journey. It's not about the mountaintop. Everybody wants to get to the mountaintop, but nobody wants the brutal battle of life's journey, right? Of life's journey. My father used to always say this, you know, because people used to always say, he who dies with the most toys win. My father used to say, he who dies with the most toys just dies, because they go on to somebody else. What is the legacy that you're leaving? What legacy are you expecting to leave behind, right? What are you going to have that says you were here? What are you expecting to leave that says you are here? What is your earthly footprint? What are you expecting to leave on earth that says you were here and you did this? You were successful at that. What is it? Only you know. Only you know what's inside your heart that you're trying to get to, right? See, the outward appearance, we could dress this up real good. I could dress this up real good and make it look real good, and to the untrained eye, I look like I'm successful. But deep down inside, I'm miserable. I'm beat up. I'm torn up. But the reality is, I don't want to just the outside appearance look like I've made success. I want to have the inside be successful too. I'm expecting inside to come outward, right? And we have to understand that being successful and expecting to be successful does not always equate to money, right? And it does not equate to you have to have a flashy car, you have to have the biggest mansion in the community. No, that's not it. You know, I was reading a thing the other day and it tripped me out. It was about the billionaire. And what it basically was saying
was that he started from nothing, right? But his focus was to get to having things, but not look like that in the appearance, right? I'm going to come back with who the billionaire was on the next show and the author of the book, so that way I can share the book and the information as well, because some of the things you're going to have to do the research for yourself. But he was basically stating that it does not matter what car he drives or the clothes that he wears. Is he internally happy? And did he expect that for his life as a child? Yes, he did. But he put the work in order for those things to happen. So you have to tune in to the next show in order to hear who I'm talking about. And some of you may know exactly who I'm talking about, who I'm speaking on, right? But if you really want to know, you'll come back if you don't know. So this is the Conversation Kings. I'm Dominic Emerson, the host on LA Talk Radio. I'm giving you the best that I have, the best information I have in order to push you on to the next level, right? Because that's what we expect from one another, to be pushed to the next level. And this is a great platform that you can listen and tap into in order to get those things that will help you. You know, I tell people, you got to have a game bag. You have to have a game bag. If you don't have things in your game bag, which is motivation in your game bag, inspiration in your game bag, spirituality in your game bag, you know, a belief of faith in your game bag, then you're just wayward. And LA Talk Radio, you can download the app and you're definitely going to get that in your game bag. Because the game bag, we're in a game of life. So you expect to win, right? You want to come into the game and you want to be successful. You want to come into the game of life and you want to contribute. So expect to win. That is the message. Expect to win. Expect good things to happen for you in life. And expect that you're going to achieve things that people didn't think you could ever achieve in your life. Because for one, I am a living witness. I expect myself to be successful. I'm optimistic and knowing that I expect those things from myself. But I make those things happen. I write down my goals. I write down my plans. And I don't say it's a New Year's resolution. I attack them head on. And I suggest you do the same thing. Attack them head on. Because once you start knocking down that Goliath, you'll start saying, okay, I can get on to the next valley. But you have to stand there and you have to fight while you're in the midst of all of those things. And don't be afraid. Just put on the whole armor. And with that being said, I definitely want to let you know that you can tap in, tune in, like, subscribe. It's going to be awesome. This is an awesome station. So you definitely don't want to miss anything that's coming from LA Talk Radio. To any of the followers that follow me that are listening in, I've already said go download the app, because you know this is what I do and this is what we do. We encourage and we uplift, right? So just be mindful that tomorrow is not promised. So live for today, because you only die once, and expect to win every day you leave your house. This is the Conversation Kings, and I thank you for tuning in and listening and giving your ear to me for this period of time. Like I said, I'm going to come back with a whole lot more, and we're going to work it out, and you're going to see a lot more of me. So we're going to get comfortable. And if you feel like tapping in and tuning in and calling or sending a message or anything like that, you can definitely do that. You can definitely communicate with me, and I'll communicate back with you, because this is a conversation between us all. I thank you for listening. And I thank you for tuning in. This is the Conversation Kings. I'm your host, Dominic Emerson, here on LA Talk Radio. Don't forget to download the app. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LA Talk Radio. Like and subscribe, and you will not be disappointed. Expect goodness for your life. Expect sunshine instead of the rain, and watch what happens to you. Just believe, and all these things will come true, right? Expect it all. Focus on it all. And remember, it's never personal. It's always business. Just focus on what you need to focus on, and expect you to win. Just win.
You're listening to Conversation Kings with Dominic Emerson, only on LA Talk Radio.